From APM in Oakland, California, I'm Molly Wood in for Ben Johnson. This is Marketplace Tech. It is Tech Week at the Trump White House. On Monday, CEOs from Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and others traveled to the White House to meet with the Trump administration. President Trump said he wants a, quote, sweeping transformation of the federal government's technology. Sweeping transformations are hard, but the U.S. government already has a team of technologists working on modernizing tech one crisis at a time. Matt Cutts, formerly of Google, is now director of engineering for the U.S. Digital Service. Matt, what do you guys do there?
The U.S. Digital Service is best known for being the group of geeks that rescued healthcare.gov, but our goal is pretty simple. We try to find critical government services that need fixing and try to make government work better for the American people.
So when you hear these sort of broad, ambitious statements like modernize the way that government works, do you think that that is achievable?
Well, we can certainly do better. We have seen that there are plenty of opportunities where individual things can be improved, individual systems. And along the way, we take notes and we say, you know what, this was a policy that got in the way. This is something that didn't work as well. And one of the things that's been really exciting about the last few months is that people are willing to say, what are the policies that are broken? How can we change those? And how can we make it easier to deploy things in the future?
What falls under your bailiwick? For example, we heard this week that the Deeproot Analytics, this marketing firm contracted by the Republican National Committee, exposed data from, 200 million voters. Is that under your bailiwick?
It can be. We have helped with data breaches in the past. There are certainly people and organizations within the federal government who are tasked with that and who are experts at that. But oftentimes when there's an emergency, getting all hands on deck or getting a different or an outside perspective can help to make the system more secure or even just get it back online faster. And so those are ways that we've been helpful in the past, and I wouldn't be surprised if we're helpful in the future.
So is it fair for people to think of the U.S. Digital Service as sort of like an A-team? Like you parachute in when we need you?
If there is a problem or if there is a crisis, we want and need and represent digital talent, engineers, Silicon Valley people who can absolutely come in and help and make those problems better. A lot of people don't realize that the U.S. Digital Service is still here. We're still working on projects that matter, and we're hiring.
Matthew Cutts is Director of Engineering for the U.S. Digital Service, or as I like to call it, the A-Team. Matt, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Amazon is not content to try to kill off a whole swath of grocery delivery companies with its proposed Whole Foods purchase. The company also this week launched a clothes shopping service like Stitch Fix or Trunk Club that will let you order clothes and return them for free if you don't like them. That's probably making all kinds of clothes retailers nervous. Here's Ben Schachter, senior internet analyst with Macquarie Securities.
Every time that Amazon makes a move, other businesses should be scared. And if you look at the stock market, most of them are. This is a company that has essentially boundless ambitions, and the fact that they're getting more aggressive in a certain category should scare their competitors, and indeed it does.
So far, Prime Wardrobe doesn't do the shopping for you like Stitch Fix or Trunk Club, but it could integrate with the Echo Look, the invitation-only Echo that has a built-in camera and computer vision that's supposed to help you decide what to wear. Prime Wardrobe isn't available yet, nor is the Echo Look, so other services have a brief respite before they launch.
Hi, it's Ben Brock Johnson. Marketplace is in the final week of fundraising before our books slam closed for the year. We are asking you to step up and help support us today so we can continue our in-depth, independent economic coverage, the kind you rely on. Any amount, even a small donation each month counts. We appreciate your support. Give today at marketplace.org/donate.
Tonight is the series finale of a National Geographic show called Year Million. It's a 6-part docudrama that focuses on the very far out future. That includes uploading your consciousness so you never really have to die, colonizing space, becoming mostly robot, and of course, human equivalent artificial intelligence, which some people have called a recipe for the end of humans. But maybe not. One of the people featured in the series is Louis Rosenberg, CEO of Unanimous AI. Louis, how are you?
I'm great.
So tell me about your company, Unanimous AI. It lets people, it sounds like, create these sort of online human swarms.
The technology that we developed is based on the natural principle of swarm intelligence. And so swarm intelligence is really nature's method of amplifying the intelligence of groups. And it's ultimately why birds form flocks and fish form schools and bees form swarms. They're significantly smarter together than they would be apart. And so what we do at Unanimous AI is enable people to do this. So we allow groups of people to connect online. We moderate their input with AI algorithms to allow them to form a real-time swarm. And when they do that, they can converge on optimal solutions that allow them to be significantly smarter than the individuals would be on their own.
So what is the practical application of that?
Business decisions about what are the best possible features of a product, or even predicting the outcome of sporting events or elections. And those are the types of things that we do at Unanimous, which is tap the intelligence of groups for almost any application where you want the group to be smarter.
When we put this in the kind of model of year million, for example, I feel slightly encouraged because I feel like I hear you saying that humans are still going to be useful.
That's one of the motivations that we have for our company is that when we build a swarm AI, we're making a smarter system, but it's inherently built on human morals and values and emotions and interests.
So what was the year million prediction based around some of this technology for you?
So year million, the conclusion that they came up with is that, yes, artificial intelligence will emerge and artificial intelligence will be sentient, and that will likely happen maybe in the next 50 to 100 years. But in parallel, humans will form these, you know, swarm intelligence systems that will keep us competitive. And again, it goes back to the birds and the bees. That's how other species have amplified their intelligence, especially social species, by combining our insights.
Louis Rosenberg is CEO of Unanimous AI. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.